Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
So who do you go to, who do you turn to when you're having problems? Who's your go-to person? Maybe it's your friend, your mom, your family member. Who do you go to? And today we're going to answer who the very best person is to go to and what kind of information you can go to them for. And our guest, Michelle Vickers, will tell you that very best person to go to is you. You are actually the best guide of you. Imagine that. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, CJ. Thank you so much for having me.
So one of your big pushes is to make sure that people know that they can talk to their soul at any time, anywhere, any place. How did you come up with this work, and how did you know the soul was the key?
Well, you know, for me, I had a lot of experiences as a child growing up. I would have a lot of experiences just seeing things and feeling things. And I knew things. I knew things before they would happen, like many people, you know. I also would know things that people were going to say. And once I, you know, started to really explore that a little bit more, then I began to realize that when you connect to someone else's energy, you have the ability to connect to their soul. Their energy is their soul. And in that connection is everything. It's what allows us that pure joy of being able to connect with another person.
So you said when you connect to someone's energy, you're connecting to their soul. How did you know that? I know everyone had these experiences when they're younger. I think maybe I did, but how do you know that that's your soul? How do you know that that's your soul that you're connecting to?
Well, you know, it took quite a bit of learning and understanding. And for me, I love to explore. So, you know, I love to explore the universe and different energies and different relationships. And what happened is that I was exploring the universe on a different level than just, you know, you and I talking. I knew there was more. I would have experiences when I was talking to someone and my body would start to buzz, you know, and all of a sudden, the person would change a look on their face, and I'm like, I'd ask them, I'm like, what's going on? They're like, I don't know, my body feels really weird. And so from those conversations, I really started to understand that we weren't just connecting, talking, we were connecting on an entirely different level. Mm-hmm. So how I got to know that it was the soul is that the more I explored it and the more people that I did it with, and so many different people, is that you get to know that everyone has this energy and everyone's energy is completely different. Mm. So then I went to the big guys and the creators of the universe and asked them, you know, point blank, like, what is this? And that's the one. Those are the ones who told me, you know, this is the soul. This is the energy of who you are.
Mm. Now, there's so many people out there that in the spiritual world where you're connecting to people. I'm connecting to my spirit guides. I'm connecting to my dead grandmother. I'm connecting to angels, Angel Michael. You know, I'm connecting to Mother Earth. Like, everyone's connecting to everyone. I'm confused with who to make the phone call to at this point.
I totally hear
you. Who do I call for what? Who's the best resource for what? For a recipe, maybe I call my dead grandmother. For my, like, what do I call? Who do I call for what kind of things? What's your advice?
Well, first things first is be open. And what happens is the more you build your relationship with these beings, they show up. So if you want to know who to go to for a recipe, you ask, who should I go to for a recipe? Likewise, if you want to know who to go to because your body is experiencing some type of disease or discomfort, or you're in need of balancing or healing, your soul will automatically show up because your soul knows you the best. There's nobody in this entire universe that knows you better than your soul. Why? Because it was your soul as a conscious being in this universe who decided that you would come here and have a physical experience. So you're an expression of your soul. That's why you want to go. You want to go to the heart of who you are to get the answers, the hard answers, like why you came here, why you chose the challenging experiences that you've had. If you want to know what your natural gifts and abilities are, because every single person here has one. It's not just me. It's not just you. Everyone has one. We're all completely unique. And it's just, that's where you want to go.
Well, I like the idea, and it seems so logical. Just go to your soul. Like, that's your one go-to person. And then they'll direct traffic, like they're the traffic director. Yeah. And I guess it's trusting it. So if I say, what is my greatest gift? And it says, we're going to tune into your grandmother. I'm like, what? Why her? Just trust it, because somehow your soul knows how to navigate you to the right source. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Exactly. You couldn't have said it better. It's literally what happens is once you start conversing with your soul, if there's a message about one of your questions that will bring you clarity, your mother's soul could come in, your children's soul can come in, and Archangel Michael, like you were saying, everyone will show up to support you.
Wow. It could just be a mini UN of you with everyone showing up, sitting behind you. Who knows? Just to be open to it, as that's what I'm hearing you say. Be open to what arises.
100%. Sometimes there's 2,000 beings that will show up for one 45-minute session with a client, and I just literally just say, okay, guys, you got to give me the most important and the ones that are going to change this person's life right now. What messages do they need? What information do they need? What energy do they need? And that's what they do every single time.
Now, one of the things I've been thinking about, we talked previous to the show, and you're saying that your soul is something that is like an accumulation of all your different lifetimes. If you believe in such a thing, I do. But if you believe you have several lifetimes, your soul then is that kind of accumulated knowledge. Is that who you're talking to when you're talking to your soul?
Yes. So basically, talking is how we communicate as humans. So what I do is I connect into your soul's energy, okay? And what happens is we go into a state of being that's called resonance. So if we're not in skin, in between lives, we're both energy. So you and I, for instance, would go into resonance by connecting, choosing each of us to connect, and you would know everything about me, and I would know everything about you. Because on a soul level and an energetic level, there's no judgment, there's no anger, there's no resentment. So we don't need to hide anything, right?
Right.
So we completely go into resonance. So what happens is that when a client makes a connection or an appointment with me, I offer them that experience because I've remembered how to do that resonance in body. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to connect with their soul, which means I'm able to connect with everything their soul has ever experienced, every single past life incarnate, and all of the experiences in between on an energetic level, that everything from the time that that being was literally conceived in the universe.
Wow. How do you, one of the things that you said to me is you said that your soul, if you were to look at the trending of your soul, it usually expresses itself with a certain personality, lifetime. What are the things that are common, since you're able to see someone from, you know, the seed all the way to, like, today? What do you see as the commonality from the very beginning all the way to where they are right now?
What I call it is a nature. It's a soul nature. So what happens is we all have a particular soul nature that we're created with. And we're created on an energetic level because this universe is in need of something. You're not created just because you're created to come out and have a good time. You're created because the universe is, it has decided, the creator of the universe has decided that if this universe experience is in need of something, and so you've been created. That means that your nature then is important, vitally important on a basic level, foundational level to the entire workings of everything. So your nature allows you to connect with other people, but it also allows for the universe to work. I know that it's really big because it's so much, we're talking, there's three levels that I've become aware of universal energy. And it's basically human, soul, and universal. So we've jumped from the human and the soul. We're talking at a universal level now. So, you know, if I'm stretching your mind, I'm so sorry. But
we want our minds to be stretched. This is a good thing.
Yeah, people are really excited to have their minds stretched these days. And, you know, for years and years, I used to say things like this, and people would sort of look at me and go cross-eyed and go, yeah, okay, whatever. But people now are so excited. They're coming to me because they're looking, because their souls are igniting them. So, but back to the story.
Well, you should wrap up because we're coming to a commercial break. But if folks want you to help them kick off the process of talking to their soul, you can help them do that. They go to your website. Tell us your URL.
It's michellevickers.com, Michelle with two L's and an E, and it's VICKERS.com.
And they can do a private session. You also have a bunch of workshops that will be experiencing some of that work later. And in the next segment, we are going to talk about how you can connect with your own soul without Michelle. Whee! But how can you do this yourself, right? So, folks, join us every week where we make spirituality and finding yourself fun, practical, and actionable. We will be right back. Join us on the Facebook page on Fired Up with CJ. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 you're